What is today? Does anybody know?
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C.
Well,
let's think of other things that starts with C.
Okay.
Who cares about other things?
Oh.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh. C is for cookie.
All right.
That's good enough for me.
I think we get the idea.
C is for cookie.
Hello.
That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Today is National Cookie Exchange Day. Make a tray of cookies, wrap them up, put a bow on it, and send it to someone for a nice surprise.
The best songs on the radio.
HD.
C is for cookie.
I'm gonna have that stuck in my head all day now.
It's good enough for me. C is for cookie.
Morgan in the morning.
Morgan in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
One day closer to Christmas. I know I say this every morning at this time. I'm sorry. I'm just very excitable when it comes to any holiday, but Christmas is my favorite. Absolute favorite. And yesterday we got to deliver Christmas cards to the lonely. Little love for the lonely, our seniors in the retirement centers locally. In a campaign that we started on National Christmas Card Day just a little over a week ago, we called it Tidings of Comfort. And you, the people of Central PA, were amazing. When I came up with the idea, I was talking to Sam Tyler and a couple of people here on the staff, and I was like, if we don't get enough Christmas cards, I'll just run out to the dollar store and I'll buy like, I don't know, $100 worth of Christmas cards, and we can all sign them and go crazy. Well, we didn't have to worry about that. You, the people of Central PA, were amazing. Handmade cards from second graders at Sealands Grove Elementary. Handmade cards from a little girl and her mom who, with some help with their computer, were able to make a big batch. And then, of course, there is that Eliana girl, that little Eliana from Paxinus, who wanted for her 7th birthday to have a party and have all the party people do Christmas cards for our seniors. So many other stories, people sending them from out of state. And that woman who is going into the hospital but had to make sure they were done and mailed in time. I hope she's doing okay. I don't know what to say to you people other than I love Central Pennsylvania. The biggest hearts in the world, I think, live in Central PA. We delivered cards to Nottingham Village yesterday, Riverwoods, and Manor Care, which they have a new name and I forget it off the top of my head. Sorry. Sorry, Jojo Shingera. Sorry. We had such a good time at all three locations. And I forget which location. I think it was Riverwoods, where there was a man sitting on the couch in front of the fireplace. And we posed for some photo ops, not with that guy, but he just got the biggest smile on his face. And on the way out the door, I said, "Merry Christmas, sir." And he said to me, "Merry Christmas and God bless you." That made my whole day right there. Thank you, people. We'll continue to deliver Christmas cards today at two more locations, and whatever's left, we'll make sure we put them to good use. Now we want you to focus on the Here for Good campaign. We're up a few more $1,000 as we strive for our $150,000 goal. Details coming up. Stay with us, people. Stay with us.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
Look out, the world's population is coming to a standstill. By 392,000. Don't worry about it. The U.S. Census population grew the least ever last year. And guess why? They're blaming it on COVID. COVID messed with the immigrations into this country. Plus, couples were having fewer babies. I guess they didn't think about the fact that it's killed almost a million of us. Hello? Don't get me started on that.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Are you hanging around for a special reason after the news, Bud? Are you just you're looking for some love in all the wrong places? Or what?
I am. I didn't know what to do. I'm stunned.
I mean, just pour yourself a coffee and relax if you could do that. It's Mark Lawrence. He's the busiest guy in the building, but after the news, he just decided to hang out. It's National Cookie Exchange Day. Ooh, what's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Anyone taken to 127 County Line Road. Yes, Sealand Screw.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Maybe you heard Mark Lawrence giving the latest numbers on our Here for Good campaign. We're up at about $116,000. We have a $150,000 goal, and I don't want to put the pressure on you. I'm not like one of those fundraiser crazies or like, you know, one of those people on the National Public Radio or Channel 44 PBS thing, you know. Your kid won't see Sesame Street ever again if you don't join now. Hey, ease it up there, pal. But I do want to tell you that Christmas Eve is Friday. And here we are on Wednesday, all right? Christmas Day, Saturday. And you've heard great stories, like today, Michelle Schlegel of Shamokin. She's got a couple of kids. They need not only toys for Christmas, but they need clothing, too. And you don't have to go shopping for them. You just go to hereforgoodcampaign.org and donate. Or go into the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, any branch. Say, hey, I want to talk to Jordan or Jeff. No, don't do that. They're my friends. Anyway, just go into any Mifflinburg Bank and Trust and give your donation. All right? Thanks so much to the Sal-Val, the Salvation Army that's making this happen. And of course, all of us at SBC Media. Here for good. I think we need a little bit more of that. We need to spread good. We need to spread love. In a nation of separation, we need to bring it all back. I saw that Toyota commercial on TV the other day, and it says, let's all come together for the holidays. And the little girl's collecting books in the neighborhood to reopen a bookstore that had burned down or whatever. All I know is I started bawling. I'm like, Tom, what is wrong with you? Is it your age or what? You getting old? Is it some of the meds you're on? Is it your diabetes? You can blame everything on diabetes, so I usually do. But anyway, this is what we need to do. We need to spread good. We need to be here for good. Hereforgoodcampaign.org. Get there.
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
El Gordo is tonight. El Gordo. I just like saying that.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We'll check the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather coming up next. We'll do a lottery check. How about when it comes out on TV and they split the screen and you're trying to watch a football game or something and you got Pennsylvania Lottery and you're like, okay, can we get through this, please? I could get the lottery numbers on the phone. Okay, on my phone, I could get them from SBC Media. I don't need to have my football game interrupted. Anyway, another topic for perhaps another time. Forget the Pennsylvania Lottery. All right, maybe not. But if you think the Powerball is big, tonight in Spain, they'll draw the numbers for the annual El Gordo. Nice touch with the music. El Gordo is drawn just once a year, gringo. All right, that's enough of that. All right, so what's so special about it? Well, number one, it's worldwide. All right? So yeah, we could buy a ticket. You could buy a ticket right now if you want. And probably more important than that, it's a multi-billion dollar Christmas lottery. Imagine instantly becoming Jeff Bezos. I want to buy a rocket ship, and I'm going to invite people to fly out in outer space with me. El Gordo, a.k.a. the Fat One. But unlike our jackpots, one person can't win it all. Instead, the $2.8 billion prize fund is shared between thousands of winners. If that lessens your interest in buying a ticket, you're a real selfish son of a... Never mind. Each ticket costs $240. And yes, Americans can play. Tonight, come get El Gordo, which means, by the way, the fat one. The fat one. I got to stop before they start calling me El Gordo. It's weird.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning. WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Coming up, Beyonce versus JV. JV? No, that's junior varsity. Jay-Z. That's even better.
In digital HD.
This should be the Battle Royale, and it's for an Oscar. Ooh. Details next. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Hey, hey, when the Oscar nominations are announced on February 8th, we could see a hubby-wife showdown. I don't want to be the spoiler. That's why I said February 8th, it could happen. But let me tell you something. It is going to happen. Trust me on this. It'll be Beyonce versus Jay-Z. Beyonce had a beautiful song. Her song, Be Alive, is from King Richard. And I really do think she could beat her hubby, Jay-Z, because he's got a song called Guns Go Bang from The Harder They Fall. Now, if both stars are nominated, this will mark the first time in Oscar history that a married couple has competed against one another in any category. Any category. Think about it. There's a lot of married actors and actresses that even though they keep their stage names, they're hubby and wife. But this one, yeah, stage names, pop music icons, and Academy Award nominees. Wow. Okay, now, the Academy is whittling down that category to 5 nominees from that shortlist, and both Beyonce and Jay-Z are currently still on the list. That's pretty cool.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, from the girl who says it's all about the bass to a guitar player for Cheap Trick. Birthday buddies on the way with Lynn Hall. It's Morgan in the Morning. Happy birthday,
Morgan
girl.
In the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Hurrah.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Have a and day. Go. Oh, darn, I jumped the gun.
You jumped.
I'm sorry.
False start.
Sorry. Do I have to back up for 10 yards now since I did false start? Sorry.
That's okay. Hey, the girl that's all about her backup, 10 yards, her derriere, her fleshy part.
Her fleshy
the
part.
The back of the front.
The bass.
Yeah, that. Meghan Trainor is 28 years old today.
Or if you're a Fisher person, it's all about that bass. But it's not. Never mind. It's not about fishing.
It's all about the bass.
About the bass. Okay.
All right. Another singer-songwriter, and I love her. Jordan Sparks is 32.
Okay.
She won, like, what, season 6 of The American Idol at age 17.
Right.
She did a couple of things and disappeared, but she's quite a talented
very
songwriter.
Talented.
And she's an actress. She's on, wait for it, the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, goodness. We can't get away from the Hallmark Channel this season.
I think I have one more shot for a moment.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
We'll do that later.
Okay.
All right, let's take a look at a Cheap Trick. Rick Nielsen is 73.
He has like a million guitars, that guy.
Yeah, what a collection.
Yeah.
And Chris Carmack, 41. He's an actor. He's on Grey's Anatomy. I watch that show all the time.
I never watch it. I'm sorry.
Okay, neither did I. I was lying. I apologize. So those are the celebrity birthdays for this. Oh, I like when you rattle your paper like that. Yeah, because it sounds like it's hot off the press, doesn't it?
Well, it's sort of. It was in the printer for a little bit.
Now the local celebs, or as Lynn likes to call them.
Birthday buddies.
And we all do that, too. Alexis Keister is 42 years old today.
Alicia Waltman from New Columbia, 42 today also.
Happy birthday to Amy Cram, 42.
Angelina Zacharesky from Shamokin, 38 today.
Wow, you handled that name so well, Coal Region girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Becky Lindemuth from Elysburg is the nifty 50 today.
Christopher McClellan from Bratton is 50 today.
Oh, man. Now I got one of those names and I'm not from the Coal Region.
Oh,
but
no.
Deborah McCulloch.
Close enough. Wokoliak? Close enough.
Something like that. She's 58. Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Deborah. Desiree Hefner from Danville, 47 today.
Happy birthday to Fred with two Ds. Fred Cartlett from Lewisburg. He's 77.
Holly Maxwell, 35 today. Happy birthday.
Holly Sprinkle from Sealands Grove is 52 today.
Kelly Dunmoyer from Sunbury, 49.
Kristen Mooring from Muncie is 42.
Also 42 today. Kristen Hera from Muncie.
Okay. Might be the same person.
Could be.
But there is a Kristen Lahr.
Yes.
Who's 42 as well. She's from Sunbury.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lisa Beach is 58 today.
Happy birthday to Rebecca Lindemuth. She's from Sunbury. She is the nifty 50.
Nifty 50. Stephen Valenti is 65 today.
And Tim Hammaker from Port Treverton is 61 years old today. There was one on Messenger.
But
you know what? It wasn't for today.
Oh.
They missed it, but I will do a make good on that.
Okay.
Like maybe tomorrow.
All right. That
which
sounds
is probably
good.
Our last chance for the year.
Yes, probably.
But
that's
anyway,
true.
If you do have a birthday and you want to use like Facebook Messenger or email or the text club, you got to get them to us early.
Yeah.
You can't do any of that 7:45 stuff because
it's too late. Just a little too late.
There you go. But each and every day we do it and it's called
Birthday Buddies.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we've got the news, the sports, and AccuWeather, but in about 15 minutes, the good news. Picture an airplane full of teddy bears.
Aw.
It's all coming up with
lovely.
The good news.
And it's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Check out the 94KX Facebook page and you'll see yesterday's first round of deliveries in the Morgan in the Morning Tidings of Comfort campaign. You sent us boxed Christmas cards signed. Even some of your children made them. Schools did homemade Christmas cards. And yesterday, we delivered them to our seniors at Nottingham Village, Riverwoods, and Manor Care. And they were most appreciated. Today, look for us in Danville and back into Norrie as we deliver the last of the tidings of comfort. Here's some comfort, a teddy bear. We all love a teddy bear. Children in Indiana are going to have that teddy bear for Christmas. South Bend International Airport held its 10th annual Bears in the Air, and the bears are on their way.
These are so meaningful. Not only do the kids get a welcome, warm welcome when they come into the unit by having them on the bed, but also for some of our patients that are coming in who maybe have had some abuse.
The Hair for Good campaign is a good thing, too. And it's right here at home. Michelle Schlegel says her children and grandchildren will benefit, and the Sal Val has helped her since she lived in Reading. She moved here to the Shamokin area to help raise her grandchildren. Keep it coming with the funds. HereForGoodCampaign.org.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Hi, I have some good news to share.
Oh, what's the good news?
All right, so long story short, at the beginning of October, my sister got really sick. She was in the hospital with COVID.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she was in there for a while, she was on a blood dialysis machine, on all this medicine.
Oh, my.
She had a blood clot in her lung. She needed a double lung transplant.
Oh, boy.
And then it was just a roller coaster ride going up and going down. And then, like, about 2 weeks ago, they started taking her off her medicine, and she started doing good. And she finally came home Thursday. They're saying she doesn't need her lung transplants anymore. And she got home for her birthday, which was Saturday, and she's going to be home for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. I guess there's two Christmas gifts right there you don't have to unwrap.
I know. It's amazing. My nephew, he's 9 years old, and he got his wish for her to be home for her birthday and home for Christmas.
Oh, so her birthday is right before Christmas?
Well, her birthday was this past Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. What's her first name?
Her first name is Kate.
Happy birthday and Merry Christmas. How's that?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. A blessing and a miracle.
Yes, both at once. Bless you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You will.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
A chance for you to tell me your Christmas vibe and win with Wise Markets. It's coming up next.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1
WQKX. In digital HD.
Tell us your Christmas story, like right now.
1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll grab a random caller, and you'll get a $25 gift card from Wise Markets. Get on the phone.
WQKX.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Karen Snyder.
Hi, Karen. Where are you from?
I'm from Winfield.
All right. It's been a tough couple of years on all of this, Karen. We know that. But what are you looking forward to this Christmas? Do you got a story for me?
Well, it's a personal one. My son moved out he graduated college the end of May, and he moved out. So it's the first Christmas that he's not here, you know, but he's coming home, I guess, Christmas Day.
Oh, well, that's good. That's real good, Karen. That's great. You know, our very own Allie Stevens from our news department posted up the other day that she was so anxious for her daughter, her first college student, to come home for Christmas. And I remembered when all three of my girls were away, you know, it was so nice when all three of them came home at Christmas. So that's a special feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like we're empty nesters since he graduated high school because he basically left to go to college and has been gone 4 years. And the day after he graduated from college, he moved out to start his new job right after college. So,
yeah,
we've been empty nesters for a while.
Yeah, for quite a while. So where did he go to college?
He went to Wilkes University.
Oh, that's up in my neck of the woods. I went to King's.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right down the road.
Yeah, there you go.
A mechanical engineer.
And then where did he go to work? Like, where did he move?
Well, he moved down to Mechanicsburg.
Okay, so he's down there outside Harrisburg.
Yeah.
And he's coming home for Christmas.
He better be.
Yeah, he better be. Hey, Karen, that's a great story, and I'm glad your son's coming home for Christmas. He better be. For you, a $25 gift card from Wise Markets.
All right, thank you.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goodie Room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. We posted it up on Facebook at 6 a.m. What's your favorite Christmas cookie? Today is National Christmas Exchange Day. So if you've got cookies baked, why not give them away? Not all of them, just some of them. Here are America's favorite Christmas cookies. I don't think you'd be surprised. Number one is chocolate chip. 78% of Americans put it at numero uno, closely followed by sugar cookies. All right, at 64%. Fudge cookie or just fudge. Double chocolate and then shortbread rounds off the top cookies. Now, there are other cookies that made the list that you might be familiar with. Anna's cookies, which, by the way, is my favorite, only at 29%. I think it's a Northeastern PA thing. Sorry. Chai sugar? Never had them. Ground spice cookies? Maybe. And the least favorite cookie was the German-style Spritz cookies. A Spritz cookie? I don't want to eat any cookie. That kind of sounds like what your dog does out in the front yard. I don't know.
WQKX.
Go take a spritzin'.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll check our Facebook page and check your cookies and also our parting shot. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It is indeed the most wonderful time of the year, except I gotta keep it within sanity when it comes to Christmas cookies and all treats, actually. Type 2 diabetic. It couldn't happen to a worse person. But anyway, keep the sugar down, Tom. That's what they told me a couple years ago, and I'm doing that. And I live in a house where there's cookies baked almost every day, all year round. If not cookies, cake, something. Pie. You know? I live with a chronic baker, but I'm okay with her. Facebook early this morning on National Christmas Cookie Exchange Day, where you're encouraged to take some of the cookies you've already baked, put them on a plate, wrap them up, and take them to work, or give them to a neighbor, family, friend, whatever. We asked what your favorite Christmas cookie is. Bob says oatmeal cookies. You know, there are some cookies that are favorite Christmas cookies no matter what time of the year. You can eat an oatmeal cookie any time of the year, right, Bob? But when you dunk it in your eggnog or something, hot damn, that's a cookie. Diana says cutout sugar cookies. Yeah, you got to use the cutouts. One shaped like Santa Claus, one shaped like a tree or a reindeer or a star. How about this one? All of them. Can I say all of them? Well, I kind of wanted one, but if you like all cookies, I'm okay with it. I got all of them. Can I say all of them? The next comment, all the cookies. Wow. Penny says soft cutout cookies. Yeah, because sometimes you make them soft, right? And then other times, you make them crunchy. I prefer soft. Jerry Deal, Jerry says raisin-filled. What was that bakery? Keeley's in downtown Lewisburg made the best raisin-filled cookies in the world. My mouth is watering. Then the recipe went to the country cupboard, so I could still grab them out there. Keeley's isn't around anymore. Donna says ginger snaps at Christmas. Well, yeah, you can have a gingerbread man. He's kind of soft and chewy. But ginger snaps, dunk them in your hot cocoa, your eggnog, your Baileys. Okay, maybe I'm going too far, but I don't think I am. I have a homemade Baileys recipe, and I make it every year, and it will appear at this year's SBC Christmas Luncheon, which, by the way, is tomorrow. Heck, we may even be breaking into it during the annual 94KX Christmas Carol-Off, which happens tomorrow morning. I want you here all morning. Turn on the radio. 6 a.m. leaving on. Sam Tyler will sing. We've never heard that before. Chad Evans and Alicia Taylor doing a duet. Is that possible? Rob the Sports Center singing? This is going to be great stuff tomorrow. Stay with us.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, our parting shot is next. And can you believe this? It's the return of David Letterman on TV tonight.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot today, David Letterman is back. Sort of. I'm excited about it tonight. The 44th annual Kennedy Center Honors on CBS tonight at 8 o'clock.
For the first time since 2019, we're back to share this experience together in this unbelievably delightful, magnificent opera house as we celebrate tonight's honorees, modern music icon Joni Mitchell, one of the greatest bass baritones of all time, Justino Diaz. Also the Emmy-winning producer and writer Lorne Michaels. And there's the beloved entertainer and humanitarian Bette Midler. And finally, the songwriter, producer Barry Gordy.
Just giving you a peek for tonight. Love it, love it.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.